Scala's Pizzeria in West End Long Branch is a proud supporter of the Monmouth Hawks. For great pizza and more, give them a call, 732-222-8728, or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Again, 732-222-8728, scalaspizzeria.com.
Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopinti back here, second quarter about set to start on the snap of the football, with Montana State leading 22-3 over Monmouth. The season opener for both of these teams, the season opener all around the nation for college football. First night that anyone can officially play, what will lead into a busy next few months.
And this is the most interesting, Matt, of any of Monmouth's, maybe outside of the first one, 21 seasons of football, as the Hawks are independent for the first time in a long time, playing, I think we could say, their toughest schedule ever. Not going to be easy, obviously, with ranked teams, a lot of Northeast Conference teams, but a lot of FCS playoff teams from a season ago.
McGee brings his offense back on. Three wide receiver set, two right, one left. Gets the snap, goes over the middle. He's got a man. It's his favorite target, Bleskin, who will make the catch down inside the 20. Tackled at the 19 by Joe Johnson. And it will bring up another first down.
Big target, Bleskin. 6'3", 220. One of those guys, again, with Kirk and McGee. They are all over these Bobcat record books.
Last year, 66 catches for Bleskin. Trips again off to the right. Johnson in the game at the running back spot. Monmouth with the blitz. Safety valve pass to the right for Johnson. Monmouth has it diagnosed and will make the tackle at the line of scrimmage. Coming up hard was Coe and Brandon. No gain on the play. It'll make it a second and 10.
That Monmouth scoring drive, Matt, from the first quarter, which made it 22-3, was an 11-play, 46-yard drive. Took 5 minutes off the clock, ultimately resulting in a Spillane 45-yard field goal.
McGee checks over to the sideline for a second. He's got two backs to work with this time around. The fifth-year senior Kirk and the junior Johnson both split him. Has operated primarily from the shotgun here. Johnson wanted to go option to the right, and Darnell Leslie comes in, slams the door on that one for a 3-yard loss. Leslie, a much heralded player who didn't see action last year, redshirted, but the coaches, boy, they raved about him last year in practice. We're looking forward to getting him onto the field. Makes his first impact in the game here tonight with a 2-yard loss.
And he slammed McGee to the turf very hard on this field turf at Bobcat Stadium. His head bounced off, and that's how you stop the zone read. Hit the guy with the ball. Pretty easy premise. Harder to do than it sounds, but that's how you do it.
Third down and 13. Tight end receiver left. Two up top to the right. Mama's showing blitz with Thompson up the middle. McGee wants to throw. Wants the end zone. Goes downtown and incomplete. Ellis had beaten Brandon by just a second, but Tevern able to come back in and just kind of get a quick little grab before the ball knocked away and falls incomplete. Make it fourth down, and I believe that Montana State will try their first field goal of the season.
That's a win for the Monmouth defense here. They were looking down the seam for Ellis. Good coverage by Brandon, forcing this field goal.
39-yard field goal from Perez, and it's blocked! Blocked at the line by Monmouth. Picked up by a Montana State player, but you can't advance it off of a blocked kick. So MU will get it back. So a hold defensively and then a big play special teams-wise. We'll try and get a number for you and see who made the block. Maybe they'll put it up on the TV for us on the replay.
I'm going to try to get a look as they run the replay now. But that's a win for the Monmouth defense. It was a win pre-field goal attempt. Right, exactly. Now you get a legitimate stop. Now if you could get your first touchdown of the season, well, now let's make things interesting a little bit. We get a number. It's tough to see who that was.
We've got an old-fashioned TV in here, so I couldn't make out the number. Monmouth offensively will come back on. 13:02 to go. First half, Bobcats 22, Hawks 3. Elijah Phillips, who swapped sides of the football after battling injuries playing corner, now with the wide receiver up top to the left. Hayes going to get the carry. He's got a seal off the left side. As he runs outside zone, picks up about 4 out to the 26-yard line. Tackle made by Deontay Flowers, the junior corner. Dan Cole now coming into the game. Also a player who swaps sides of the football. He will operate slot left with Phillips up top to the left. Sumlin and Sterling, the combo this time to the right. It'll be Hayes again up the middle. Good open field tackle made by Michael Foster, the middle linebacker. Gain of a couple. Make it third down and about four.
See, Matt, that's been the difference thus far. When that same play happens, when these teams are switched, the Montana State ball carriers are making Monmouth Hawks miss and breaking tackles. That time, nice job by Foster to put Julian Hayes down one-on-one.
Monmouth at least showing a power formation here. They'll go double tight with McLafferty and Fable and bring in the H-back and Jake Morrow. Single receiver is Sterling to the right. Hayes the single back. Here comes pressure. Hill wants to throw. Fade pattern for Sterling. Tries to go up and get it, and a flag comes out. Sean Gords, the senior, kind of nudged Sterling towards the sideline a little bit. Definitely get a better look at that on the replay. Drew some boos here from the crowd, but it will give Monmouth a much-needed first down.
Yeah, we're going to get a look at it here. They went power and then opened up the long side of the field, and the real issue is going to be that the defensive back never turned to locate the football. And that's why that flag will be thrown. There was some minor hand fighting.
No, interesting. Interesting play call, I thought, for Monmouth. Go with the power formation. Got the coverage that you wanted. Sterling man-to-man with nobody up top. I like the play call.
That looks like more of a second and short play call to me. But I agree with you. I like it because you're trying to keep the Bobcats off balance. You've been able to run the football. Monmouth's moving it on the ground. Show power, and then try to go up top. Yeah, they had a spot. They're going to make it 15 from the previous spot.
Something a little bit different, at least for tonight's game, than in normal weeks for Monmouth. Offensive coordinator Scott Van Zyl is down on the field tonight. Usually, the OC sits up in the box and calls the play down. Tonight, I think the thinking was, new starter with Brandon Hill. Want to make sure the offense is the way I want it. I'm going to be down a little bit closer to everybody. So coach down on the field calling the plays tonight. McLafferty, the H-back, set to the right. Hayes will now go to the left of Hill. Three wide set. Hayes going to get it. Outside zone this time to the left and hit hard at the line of scrimmage. Montana State tracked that play down well. Daly was there, as was Foster and Taylor Dees. They'll rule it as a slight loss on the play. Make it second and 11.
So now Monmouth needing to get a few yards again just to make a manageable third down. Sterling singled up near side.
Three off to the left. Kowal, Sumlin, and Phillips. Here's Sumlin going to make his first catch of the season. Quick slant pass in Montana State territory at the 48-yard line. That goes as a gain of 9 and will leave Monmouth with a third and 2.
They're going to credit that blocked field goal to number 87, Pat O'Hara. That's the word from the game-scoring press box.
O'Hara, one of the team captains. Third and 2. Interesting situation here for Monmouth. 10.5 minutes to go in the first half. Montana State leads 22-3. Hayes in the backfield with Hill. It'll be Hayes looking for the first down. Not going to get it. Only picked up a yard. Needed 2. They won't have to measure this one. It's at least 3/4 of a yard shy.
Yeah, it's obviously short. And I don't think there was any decision making on the sideline, Matt. Coach didn't weigh it at all. Sent in some power package.
Morrow back on as the H-back, McLafferty tight end right. Split wide receiver set. Hayes, the tailback. Hayes will get it. In trouble in the backfield. Tries to push the pile forward. I don't think so. I think he got back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it.
The near side official, Matt, looked to give Julian a very generous spot. It looks as though even with that spot, he's going to be half a yard short.
And he will. Monmouth gambled. Doesn't pay off, and Montana State will get it back in pretty good field position at their own 47-yard line.
Love the play call, though. You have to go for it. You're down 22-3. You've got the ball near midfield. You've got to make that call. I love it. I think Monmouth should do it every single time in this game. Just credit Montana State for out-executing there. As much as we've talked about their offense, this defense a season ago was one of the best in the country. 16th in total defense. They only allowed 21 points a game. That was 25th in the country. Yes, they lost a lot of players from that unit, but they're a good, solid, good tackling defense.
Here comes that Bobcat offense back on. McGee with three wide receivers to work with. Sutton showed blitz, dropped it off. Seam pattern over the middle for the tight end, Solano, who will make the catch at the 35. Rumble his way down inside the 20 to the 15. Once again, we are seeing the experience, I think, of Denarius McGee. Sutton came around the edge to show blitz, then dropped off, and right where he would have been is where McGee went.
Yeah, Matt, I'm obviously impressed with McGee's talent, but I'm more impressed with his mind. He knows where to go with the football. He knows exactly when to throw it, and he is dissecting this Monmouth defense like he saw them all throughout spring ball and all throughout early season camp.
Three wide to the right, one back to the left. Here's the give to Johnson. Bounces off a couple of tackles, bounces off of one more. Inside the 10, now inside the 5. And John Sikowski able to corral him at the 2. It'll be first and goal.
It's funny how momentum can change just that quickly. Monmouth had a field goal block after a score. They had a 4th and 1. They're not able to convert. And just like that, the Bobcats inside the 5-yard line with a first and goal ready to add to their lead.
I think Monmouth will use a timeout here, make sure they have the proper personnel on for the goal line package. 8:53 to go in the first half. Montana State 22, Monmouth 3. We're back after a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.
The members of the New Jersey Education Association, they work to make public schools great for every child. We'd like to thank the NJEA for their continued support of Monmouth football right here on the Shore Sports Network.
Matt Harmon at Iacopinti from Bobcat Stadium, home of the number 2 team in the country, the Bobcats of Montana State, leading Monmouth right now 22-3, knocking on the door for perhaps another score, as they'll have it first and goal from the 2-yard line.
Matt, this is the best run Montana State's had since the late 60s. They're going to be gunning for their third Big Sky Championship, their third 10-plus win season under 7th-year head man Rob Ash.
First and goal for McGee. Two tight ends of the game. Perkins, the second man, to the left. Solano to the right. Two wide receivers off to the left side of the formation with Johnson as the single back. Here's the carry inside for McGee off the zone read. Pickup of a yard down to the 1. Make it 2nd and goal.
Straight zone read. Monmouth had it defended fairly well. McGee was able to fall forward and gain a yard. So now it'll be 2nd and goal from the 1. They bring Kirk back in, who's their every down back. But, Matt, he's more of a power guy.
Has a touchdown already tonight. Johnson does as well. Tyler Thompson just ran on as an extra linebacker for Monmouth. Kirk will have a chance, and Kirk will get a 2nd of the night. 31st in his career. Now 28-3, Montana State.
Said it before the commercial break. Momentum changes are just that quick when you deal with this level of opponent at the FCS level of football. Monmouth had a 4th and 1. They get stopped. Montana State takes advantage of their opportunity and punches it in where the Hawks couldn't take advantage of their blocked field goal chance.
8:21 to go. Perez on for the extra point. Good snap. Good hold. Kick is up. And no problem for Rory Perez. 29 up on the board for Montana State. 3 for Monmouth. 8:21 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawks Football on the Shore Sports Network.
Fans, we'd like to remind you that for the most up-to-date information on the Monmouth football team, as well as all of Monmouth's 21 Division I athletic programs, log on to one place, GoMUHawks.com, the official online home of the Blue and White. Again, GoMUHawks.com is your home for everything blue and white.
Packed house here of about 20,000. It's a stadium that seats just under 18, but they sell standing room only tickets, and they have a lot of people standing.
If you look in the end zone, Matt, to our left under the video board, that's standing room only, and they're field level. So they are even with the players. So people paid to come watch this game on field level, knowing they probably weren't going to see much because they're smaller than all these players. And you know what? That's the dedication up here. And they witnessed that Bobcat offense go 53 yards in four plays. 1 minute, 20 seconds off the clock. Cody Kirk's one-yard touchdown run.
Unbelievable scoring drive so far for Montana State. Seven plays, four plays, one play, four plays. None of them taping more than 2 minutes and 25 seconds off the clock. Trevor Bolton on to kick off. Brandon and Cheney back deep. Booming kick. Brandon lets it sail over his head. Goes out of the back part of the end zone. Monmouth will have it first and 10 from their own 25.
All right, Matt. Monmouth's down 29-3, 8:21 to go first half. How about this stat? The number of plays each team has ran is the most even stat in the game. Montana State has ran 28 plays. Monmouth's ran 22. Here's the difference. The Bobcats have gained 341 yards thus far. Monmouth, 78. Janarius McGee, as good as advertised, 12 out of 14 for 146 yards. Sean Johnson, your average run-of-the-mill, two carries for 103 yards and a touchdown.
It's not going to do anything to hurt your average.
And he's the second running back, by the way.
There's five guys listed on the depth chart at the tailback spot, and I was told to expect to see all five. Certainly Kirk and Johnson get a lion's share of the work. Here's the give to Kaylee Asante as Monmouth back on offensively. He's shot down just over the line of scrimmage. Second down and a long nine coming up.
Monmouth getting a taste of the nation's best, or at least one of them. Again, these Bobcats are number two in the country. Hill looking to the sideline this time. Going to change the play again. You said it, Coach Van Zyl, calling plays from the Monmouth sideline, normally up here with us, down on the field tonight.
On second and a long nine, Hill lets it go, and he's intercepted. Picked off. Good coverage down the field by number 43, Alex Singleton. Stepped right in front of the passing lane, and it'll be first and 10 for Montana State at the 24-yard line of Monmouth.
Yeah, Hill telegraphed that one. Looked left the whole time. Wanted to find Davenport on an in cut, and Singleton read it the whole way. You can see it there, Matt, on the replay. Makes a tough catch. He actually almost overran the play. And now Bobcats set up in great scoring field position.
Now Brandon Hill's first start here at Monmouth. A little shaky up until this point. 5 of 12 with an interception. First and 10 for McGee. Just about at the midway point of this second quarter. And McGee sees something he doesn't like. Not sure if it was the Monmouth defense or his own offense to cause the timeout, but we'll use a timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:31 to go in the first half. Montana State 29 and Monmouth 3. We're back right after this on the Shore Sports Network. The sun down here in Montana setting off to our left. Lights on here for the only night game, barring something in the playoffs. It's the only one on the schedule. They only played one last year and then played two games in the postseason under the lights. When I could only imagine it was close to freezing cold. If you're not going to play in September, then you got to play in December, which is what they did for their two home games last year. Beat Stony Brook and then lost to Sam Houston State. They put the lights on for both of those because of the TV schedule dictated that the games be played at night. But this year, this is the only game, at least on the schedule.
Well, even out here, Matt, in our day plus, it's what, been 85, 90 during the day, and then as soon as that sun goes down to, you know, the upper 50s, low 60s. Actually, it's beautiful tonight. Couldn't have hoped for a better night to begin the season from a weather standpoint. And again, kind of nestled in to the mountains here. Real, real beautiful, scenic place to watch college football.
Yeah, the northern part of the Rocky Mountains. First down and 10. McGee has it worked out, what he didn't like last time. Monmouth showing blitz. Here is the give to the outside. It's Kirk looking for some space. Pushed out of bounds by Sutton. Well, the flag down thrown at the hash mark at about the 13-yard line. I think that's going to be enough for a first down, but let's check the flag as well.
Kind of a shotgun draw counter play that Montana State ran. Went with the flow.
It is holding against Montana State. They call holding a spot foul. It was thrown down the field. So it'll wind up being about a 2-yard penalty.
Did you catch that, by the way, at the end of that call? I can't stand when officials do that. The down remains one. No, it's first down. I can't stand that.
First and 12 from the 26. Quick movement by Ellis, one of the wide receivers. That'll back Montana State up five more. A little sloppy here for the Bobcats this series. Said it again.
Your boy. That's obnoxious.
Make it first and 17.
I'm sorry, one and 17?
The altitude starting to get to Eddie. Under seven to play in the first half. 29-3, Montana State. Here's McGee wanting to throw. Steps up in the pocket. He's got a man off to his left. That catch made by Bleskin at the 20-yard line. Gain of 11. It'll give the Bobcats a second and six coming up.
You know, Matt, Monmouth played Joe Flacco in 07. Big, imposing guy, big arm. They played Josh Johnson in 2006, University of San Diego, currently on Hard Knocks with the Bengals. Big, imposing guy. McGee physically doesn't wow you, but what wows you is that he's a really, really good football player.
Two receivers off to the right. One back to the left is Bleskin. Low snap for McGee, able to handle it. Going to the end zone. Up top, one of the tight ends, Solano, on a koozie on the coverage. Incomplete. And sets up third down and five.
Good coverage there by Anakuzi running down the middle of the field with the tight end. Nice play by McGee. That was a tough snap. It was actually bounced to him. But Anakuzi did a nice job to kind of jar it loose at the last second. The toughest route for a middle linebacker to defend is that seam route over the middle when it's going over your head. And the way the Monmouth defense is, the middle linebacker has to make that play. Good job there by Anakuzi.
Kirk back in at the running back spot to the left of McGee. Monmouth showing blitz, walking up all of the linebackers, sending all of them. Catch over the middle made by Tanner Roderick. Going to be close to a first down. I think they're going to have just enough to get it. Roderick, kind of an interesting story. Redshirt sophomore, went to Nevada as a quarterback, then decided to transfer home. And I say home because he's a Bozeman native. One of just a couple on the roster here for the Bobcats.
Well, it's a great quarterback over at Bozeman High, right down Main Street.
Checks out after that last reception. Flock cutter. Wide man up top to the right. McGee looking right. Wants him over the middle. Nice defensive play put on that time on the coverage by Tevron Brandon, who broke it up. Make it second and ten.
Nice play there. Brandon giving up a lot of size. It's a Flockletter who's listed at 6'3", 211. But he got there just as the ball arrived. Here we'll get another look at it on our in-house feed. Ball was thrown behind from McGee, but a nice play by Tevron.
Block cutter again up top to the right. Ellison, Bleskin stay near sideline to the left. Monmouth again showing blitz. Here's Kirk. Stretching it off to the far sideline. Turns it upfield. Will get into the end zone. One, two, three. Flags all come out at different times. It was a touchdown run for Kirk. But I think this is sure to come back.
Well, I know what this flag is. The one at the 14-yard line. That's a hold on that little sweep out of the shotgun.
I think the other two, I think someone went pretty low on Joe Johnson, who was running from one side of the field to the other. Wasn't going to be anywhere near the play.
Very serious conference happening.
Let's listen in. All right, so we're on the money with both of our calls. Holding the first, and a block below the waist on Johnson, the other call. They declined the Johnson one because as a spot foul, better off taking the holding penalty because it was thrown basically at the line of scrimmage. So with the infraction, second down and 20 coming up from the Monmouth 23-yard line.
It is 29-3 Montana State, but their last couple of drives, especially this one, some penalties. They don't look as much in sync as they did those first couple drives.
Three wide set. Here comes pressure. McGee reads it. Flushed out to the pocket. Goes right. Low throw, but scooped up by Flocklutter. Good gain on the play. Down to the 9-yard line. That'll bring up third down and 6. 14-yard pickup.
Working on Tevron Brandon on the right side. Kind of ran a bootleg. McGee extended the play a little more towards the sideline. Nice sliding grab by Flocklutter. Big third down play here.
Four wide receivers into the package. Roderick comes in as the fourth man. Splits out wide left. Long cadence by McGee. Looking over the middle. Slant pattern. Flocklutter again. The intended target, Brandon, knocks it down.
Tremendous defensive play by Tevron Brandon. That's that big-time playing experience coming in handy there. Man on an island, got his right hand up. It would have been a sure touchdown had he not done that, and he'll force the field goal attempt. Fantastic play.
Perez back on. He will try his second kick of the night. This is a 26-yarder. Out of the hold of Roderick, booms this one up and good. 32-3 up on the scoreboard right now, 4:57 to go. In the first half, we step out for 30 seconds. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network. 32-3, our scoreboard, 4:57 to go in the second quarter. Just announced here at Bobcat Stadium, a new stadium record, 21,007, the attendance for tonight. Most they've ever put in here. Pretty interesting considering this stadium as it's configured right now has been open for the last 5 or 6 years, I think. They added the last piece of it. They played in the playoffs here. They've got an unbelievable in-state rival in Montana. I would think there would be people on top of people for that game, but no more than tonight. 21,007, the record attendance here at Bobcat Stadium.
We were saying it. Not many open seats out there. It turns out not only are there not any open seats, there's more in here than can fit. And you can see, kind of in every little crevice, people standing in the walkways over there, people standing behind the end zone. They got as many people in here as they could for this game, their only home night game of the season.
They call it the Gold Rush game, where everyone dons gold T-shirts, kind of fills up the stands in the stadium. You mentioned it in the open, I think, Eddie. Bozeman, a college town, I think that is the perfect way to describe it. The town basically supports everything Montana State does. You go past any store, any restaurant, any clothing store, any bar, any anything, and there's something that represents Montana State, whether a flag, sticker, poster, or D, all of the above.
Yeah, we saw Go Cats all over town.
Bolton puts a good charge into this one. Cheney will let it go over his head, and it will. out of the back of the end zone. And the Monmouth offense going to come on here with 4:57 to go in the first half, trailing 32-3. Last scoring drive, 9 plays, 15 yards. That after the interception, 2:34 off the clock. Perez with a 26-yard field goal.
We'd like to remind you, stay tuned at halftime. Matt and I will take you through the scores across the country, as well as give you first half statistics. Also take a few minutes with Assistant Athletic Director Greg Viscomi. Will let us pick his brain about the first half, as well as the overall Monmouth athletic scene. All sports up and running now in the fall. Women's soccer began everything with a 1-0 win over Delaware.
Here's Monmouth's first play. Late flag coming out. The give was to Hayes. He was tackled in the backfield by Odin Coe. I think we're looking at an offside against Montana State.
Yeah, flag thrown right at the line.
No, it's against Monmouth. The chop block on Mike Hunchek. And that will be a big penalty. March it back to the 13-yard line to set up first down and a bunch. 4:50 to go, second quarter. It's been all Montana State so far tonight. 32-3 on the scoreboard. McLafferty tight end to the left. Sumlin, Davenport, Sterling, trips combo to the right. Hayes behind Hill, now moves off to the left. Hill claps the hands, gets the snap, in trouble, shakes off the sack, but then falls. Pressure brought on by redshirt sophomore Taylor Sheridan, who will get credited with his first sack of the year. Loss on the play, back to the 7-yard line. Second down now and 28 for Monmouth.
Short of just throwing it downfield as far as you can to Neil Sterling, got to look to pick up around half of the yardage here to have a chance on third down.
Split wide out set with Sumlin, the third man, slot to the right. Here's the give to Hayes up the middle. Little draw play, good yardage. Out to the 22, taken down there by the same man, Odin Coe, again. But Hayes with a solid run up the middle will leave Monmouth with still a third and long, third and 13, 15-yard pickup by Julian.
Worked just as well as a pass play there. Hayes has been Monmouth's best offensive player here in the first half. As the Hawks in need here of a conversion with 3:15 to go before halftime.
Four wide receiver sets. Sumlin, Davenport up top to the left. Richards and Sterling near sideline of the right. Hill under pressure. Lets it go. I'm not sure how they're going to rule that. An incomplete pass, I would think. Or a fumble. They'll say incomplete. Hit as he was releasing the ball, but threw it kind of into the ground. And it will bring up 4th and 13, and Monmouth will have to punt it away.
We haven't seen the Bobcats blitz a bunch in this game. They brought it there from the outside. Brandon was forced to, I think, throw that a little earlier than he wanted to, and it was deflected. His arm was hit, and he just threw it right into the ground.
Spillane on to punt. Mild pressure. That one off the side of his foot. Not a good one from Spillane. Does get a little bit of a bonus bounce to the 42-yard line. And Spillane hit that one off the side of his foot, and it will give Montana State not only good field position, but the way their offense has clicked tonight, plenty of time to get down the field for a potential another score. 2:48 to go in quarter number two. MSU on top of MU, 32-3.
Yeah, look at their scoring drives. You said it earlier. 2 minutes, 25 seconds. 1:44, 14 seconds. 1 minute, 20 seconds. They almost have time for two drives with 2:48 on the clock.
Monmouth with a five-man front. Here comes Tom Winters off the edge on the blitz. Quick pass to the outside. Caught by Bleskin. Ridden out of bounds by McDonough at the 47. Gain of 5. Set up 2nd and 5. McGee right back to the line. This offense moves quickly. Here's the give to Johnson. Little stutter behind the line of scrimmage. able to get something out of nothing, close to a first down. That a four-yard pickup into Monmouth territory at the Hawk 49. It'll be third down and less than a yard.
Going to keep it spread. One back behind McGee. Beautiful play, Matt. McDonough coming off the edge.
McDonough able to take down Johnson in the backfield. On a quick snap back in Montana State territory at the 49. And the Monmouth defense with a hold. And the Bobcats will come on to punt.
Like what we've seen out of some of these second team defensive players.
A little bit of spark. Monmouth with a pretty open punt return unit on. Here's Perez, who doubles as the punter. Look at that one. Hang in the air. Bounce at the goal line, though, and trickle out of the end zone. First punt of the night for Montana State will go as a touchback. And the ball coming out to the 25-yard line for Monmouth. 1:21 to go in the second quarter. Just joining us, Montana State out to a quick advantage. Something they have added to as the night has gone on. 32-3, our score right now.
Now, Matt, what's the thinking? 81 seconds to go before halftime. Monmouth will get the ball to begin the second half. Do you want to maybe take a shot downfield with Neil Sterling, or do you say, you know what, let's get to halftime, let's regroup?
Maybe, if I would think about it, maybe a run for Hayes, see what happens.
Right, see how many yards he can get.
If you go second and short, then maybe you do take a shot down the field.
I could sign off for that.
Sterling is into the game with Sumlin. Near sideline to the right. Short side is Davenport. Here's Hayes on the run. Going to cut it upfield. Going to get good yardage. Going to stay on his feet at the 35. Make a move at the 40. Get to the 45. Now midfield. Stutter into Montana territory and ridden out at the 40-yard line. Big run for Julian Hayes. Easily Mama's best play of the night.
Beautiful play. Started right, got what he could, then crossed the field, bounced it outside. That's the extra endurance, Matt, that Julian now has to kind of keep it chugging to the plus 40-yard line.
Now Monmouth can maybe go on the attack with 60 seconds left. 60-yard run from Hayes. Monmouth coaches are pointing up to the scoreboard.
I don't think the play clock ever reset. A, B, the time was running. So Julian went out of bounds. Time should not have been running.
1:10. They'll put 11 seconds back on the clock. It's at 59 right now. They'll go back up to 1:10 on the clock.
Very impressed, Matt, with what we've seen from Julian Hayes in this first half.
Yeah, looks sharp for sure. Hayes last year, 659 yards and 11 touchdowns. Davenport up top to the left. Sumlin slot right. Sterling wide man right. They'll look in Sterling's direction. Catch will be made at the 34-yard line. Now they'll say incomplete. Ball hit the ground first. Originally, they looked like they were going to give him credit for it. Now they'll take it back to the 40-yard line, and it'll be 2nd and 10.
Still in scoring territory, Matt. Monmouth looks to be at least in for an opportunity to get points. But 62 seconds to go in this half. They have some time to work towards that end zone.
Hill going to spread things out with four wide receivers. Ball from the left hash mark. Hayes to the left of Hill. Will go out into the pattern, and this one's picked off. Intercepted by Montana State. And they will take it into the end zone. That is the nose man, Craig Ashworth, number 50. Bounced off the line, read the flare pass out in the flat to Hayes, stepped in front, and takes it the distance for the score.
Well, can't say that I've seen that one. Slight pressure on Hill from Daly, stared down Hayes, and what a fantastic play by Ashworth. Recognized pass, presence of mind to make a one-handed interception, and then the wheels to return it about 40 yards for a touchdown.
Extra point is up, and the extra point is good. That one hurts. 39-3, Montana State. 50 seconds to go in the first half. Let's take a quick timeout. We're back right after this 30-second pause on the Shore Sports Network. Matt Harmon, Eddie Iacopetti back here from Bobcat Stadium. MSU taking one in off the interception and the return from Craig Ashworth, the 6'1", 280-pound fifth-year senior.
I'll tell you what, for 280, he was booking. Moved very well for a big guy.
And there really wasn't anyone for Monmouth who could have made the play. Everyone downfield. Here's Bolton on to kickoff. Squibs this one at the 15. Picked up by Brandon inside the 5. At the 20, 25. Tevron coming back near sideline. Got a blocker in front. Gets a good block at the 35. Now the 40. And run out of bounds at the 46-yard line. That's a good dimension of his game. Tevron Brandon, something that Monmouth has really been missing the last couple of years. A good, solid return guy. And out to the 46-yard line. Monmouth with 38 seconds to go in this first half.
Well, I asked you last drive. Try to get points here. Maybe run it once and then go to halftime.
I would say at this point, you can take a crack or two down the field.
I'd be in agreement with you.
Phillips, near sideline right, and then trips up top with Sumlin, Richards, and Davenport. Play clock went down to zero, and that'll be a delay of game on Monmouth. Back him up 5.
Not a good penalty coming out of a kickoff return. I mean, it's really never a good time for a delay of game.
First and 15 now from back of their own 41. Hill in trouble and will get sacked. Ball popped out as well. Monmouth able to get it back. Recovered by the guard Reese Johnson. Sack made by Brad Daly. He's a force on the outside. Can see why he is the FCS active sack leader. He's got a couple tonight. Monmouth now will let the clock just wind down and hit halftime. Go in and try to regroup. Hawks have to shake off what has been a tough first half. And I think the one guy who really has to shake it off will be the last guy off. Now going to pick up and jog off. And that's number 10, Brandon Hill. You know, you think you come in, you win the job after a preseason camp battle. You look pretty good in some of the inter-squad scrimmages. You've got some good experience after being a somewhat starter at UMass. Tonight has not been his night.
No, hasn't been good. Tough spot to make your first start for Monmouth, obviously, on the road at Montana State. Against a good team, a good defense, and a very hectic atmosphere. But hasn't done himself many favors either. The last one that really hurt Matt was that interception, obviously, after the big Hayes run. He's also been sacked a few times, but that's what halftime's for, and he'll have to make some adjustments.
39-3 is our halftime score. As we'll step out here and take a extended timeout, a 3-minute break, we'll come back with scores, stats, and an interview with sports information man Greg Viscomi. All after this quick break. You're listening to Monmouth Football on the Shore Sports Network.